Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
If we focus on love and really love our way through it, which means we're going to love the people where they're at, we're going to love the situation no matter how stinky it is, we're going to love our circumstances, we're going to love our financial hardships, we're going to love it as much as we possibly can, and those around us are going to see that we're okay with whatever comes our way. Why? Because we have God, faith and trust in Him, and we know, honestly, I think we need to keep reflecting on eternity. We know how short this life will be eventually. One day, we will die. And let's live the best that we possibly can. And I am so amazed at how this, you know, Paul's wonderful speaking to us brothers and sisters all the time. And so we need to, again, love our way through it, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You know how many times I say the peace that surpasses all understanding? People see it. They can identify it. They can call it out and they want it. What is going on with that person? I want that peace. I want whatever they have because they always got a smile on their face no matter what. They always bring light into my life. They're fun to be around. They're filled with joy. This is Christ within us. And we have that Spirit. Again, one body and one Spirit. As you were also called to the one hope of your call. A weird way of saying you were also called to be a Christian. And you were also called to heaven. You are the chosen one. Your name is in the book. And here it is. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Awesome. And he also goes on to say, look, you're not all going to be the same. Goes on to kind of the body of the church, how we're all different. I'm going to give you a specific example yesterday. So yesterday I was on Relevant Radio and someone reached out, said that they heard me on Relevant Radio and they wanted to, actually, hang on, I'm going to keep this person anonymous. No, I didn't, you know what, I didn't get that, maybe I'll share it if I do talk to that person. We're trying to schedule a time, so I won't read it to you, but it was very, very thoughtful. Someone in their mid-40s had said, you know what, listening to you on Relevant Radio, and I do always try to give people an idea of who I am, so I always throw a little like, hey, look, I was living the worldly life for 42 years, so God literally pulled me out of the pits of hell just to give people an idea of who I am and was now and then. And all that God has done in my life, it's all about glorifying Him and sharing the stories and the transformation that He's done in my life. The grace that I've been so blessed to have outpoured in my life and in my heart. So it was wonderful. That is the difference between maybe John, who was the radio guy who was interviewing me on Morning Air. Hats up to John Morales and Glenn Leverance and Sarah, the producer, and Gabby, the person who always reaches out to get me on. It's really great. And they're all skilled differently. One's a producer, one's putting the stuff together. The other one's, running the board and trying to keep track of time and on the commercials and a live event. And it's not easy. I mean, I know I did that, a little bit with Christine, but it wasn't as rigid as it, they didn't have commercials that we had to break to that were live. We just had to bring up Radio Maria a couple times throughout the 1 hour. Anyway, I digress. So we're all different. And that's where he goes on to say how he's given us, hang on, I'm going back there, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He's equipping the holy ones for the work of ministry. Thank you, Lord, for building up the body of Christ. So that, again, we all attain the unity of faith. So we all have the unity of believing the same thing. And we have the knowledge of who the Son of God is, Jesus, our Savior, to mature manhood or womanhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, to the extent of when we die, we see Jesus face to face. It's so beautiful. Now, that's a lofty call. God is calling us to be living in a manner worthy of the call we have received. That is calling us out. Do you behave like the call of being a Christian and a Catholic Christian as well? Because there are certain things that Catholics have in our beliefs and teachings that are different than other faiths. I want to say denominations and other faiths, of course. And are we living those? And are we passing that on to our kids and in our families? You know, I'm kind of in a weird spot. I don't have my stepkids are not Catholic, and I don't think they have any desire to be Catholic. Although I have not quite asked them. Anyway, in some cases, right? Ah, there's that right again. Sorry. So anyway, going back to being Catholic, we need to live that way. We need to go to Sunday Mass. We need to attend Mass reverently. We need to make that day different, where we keep that day holy. And then, of course, in our just regular lifestyle, clean up our language, clean up our impatience, our anger, our frustration, our anxiety, our fear, our worry. Give it all to God, right? It's that practice, right? There it is again. Ugh. It's that practicing of our virtues and being aware of how quickly we are pulled around by emotions. It's an emotional fight. The battles, because that's how Satan gets to us. But we have to remember the beautiful outpouring of the fruits of the Spirit are nothing like what we are succumbing to in the middle of our day with the people in our lives. Those moments where we just snap at someone, for example. But do not fear, because guess what? Matthew 9:9-13 is exactly what we need to hear, because that previous reading, our call is a big one. It's a big one. And then Jesus says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew, by the way, it's his feast day, sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Ugh!" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Yay! Let's all jump up and down and rejoice on this gospel, because look, it's not easy. And God came. Jesus came to save the sinners. You and me, kid. We are the ones that he is working on to make us righteous. Throughout the Bible, all we see are the lowly who are receiving God's grace and changing to be exalted to sainthood. Remember, take your seat at the table, take the lowly seat, and then let someone bring you higher up in the hierarchy so that you are never going to feel like you were haughty and deserved that seat, or then feel shamed, right? Once that person says, oh, you know what? You can't sit here. Go back over there because I have someone more important than you to sit here. But that's the beauty. He is working on us. We are all sinners. I need to pause. There's a delicate line between scrupulosity and being a good Christian. Just because we're all sinners doesn't mean that all we do is sin. I mean, yes, we do, but I mean, that's really how we're born and raised, and we have to, with Jesus, grow and be reborn. Nicodemus, right? It's reborn in the Spirit. Every day, we have to renew our spirit. This is the blessing of God giving us 24 hours and day and night. Our bodies are developed to act during the day when the sun's out and to recoup and regenerate at night while we sleep. It's purposeful. There's always a purpose for nature if we ever paid attention to the stuff around us and the seasons and what God is really trying to tell us. Every day should be like a year in our life. We should be going through the springtime of renewal. We should be going through the plentiful summer, you know, the sunshine beauty of our day. We should be trying to, again, kill and shed any dead leaves in the fall, right, of our day, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm not going to have that cupcake because I've told myself that I'm going to try and cut out sweets. So I'm offering this one to you, Lord. I'm uniting it to you on the cross as a sacrifice for, boom, the world. For someone specific, for your temptations, for a conversion, etc. And then the winter, just huddling down, and that's what I like to say, going inward. There is nothing like praying in the winter when it's still dark out when you get up and you can light a candle and have that coffee, that hot lemon juice, whatever it is, that tea, the water, the Diet Coke. Well, my father drinks Diet Coke the minute he gets up. I think that's hilarious. He's a Diet Coke guy. And I'm like, Dad, stop it. Oh, which, by the way, he has stopped it. Now he's that tea guy, which is... Anyway, I digress. It's so wonderful to go deep in prayer in the winter. And then again, we come into Lent, you know, and that's a great time in Advent. I mean, we have to kind of have that seasonal mindset in the 24-hour day, because look at your day sometimes. You go through all of the seasons. I laugh because I know we say, you know, you're in the valley or you're up at the top of the mountain. And I'm like, dude, I'm in an up in the valley and down and up in the valley. That's hilarious. Down in the valley and up in the mountain. Throughout the day, right? Ah, there it is again. This is the blessing. Thank you, God, for giving me the ears to hear. Because sometimes we don't know how we sound. We don't know what we say is, you know, something that reflects poorly on us. I don't think saying right is a poor thing, but when you abuse it, it's like, you know, or like, and I don't want to be like that. Anyway, moving on, because it's getting longer and longer, but that's really what I want you to look at is your 24-hour day and know that we have a big calling, a huge calling to love one another with peace and patience. And we know that we can't do that without God, without His grace, without talking to Him throughout the day, without, you know, Lord, please help me not to blow up at this person right now. At the moment, that's what living with God is about. Not blowing up at that person and then thinking later, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry. Because we have to remember that God always gives us just enough grace. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. He gives us just enough grace to walk away from that sin, whatever temptation that is, to bite our tongue. Okay, I want to wrap up with one thing on the biting the tongue. I've had to exercise that a lot. It's so hard for me. I'm a talker. I'm an inquisitive person. I like to ask questions. So when I have to bite my tongue or know that based on the spirit with certain people at certain times, I shouldn't say things. Not that I'm backing away, but the moment isn't right. And you know it. There's a difference between fear and active abstaining. It's not being afraid to speak. It's choosing at that moment not to, for various reasons. It's not the right time, not the right place, not the right people. Not enough time, perhaps, to address and dialogue. Oh, there's alcohol involved. Don't go there now. There are ways and times and opportunities, and you will know because the Spirit will give you that calm, peace feeling, and He will give you that prompting. Hey, now's the time. Hey, wait a minute. It feels right, feels comfortable. And at that time, He's probably prepping the other person, their spirit, to receive. But what happens is we just get too stinking busy and we don't pay attention to the whole world around us and our own inner selves. We just exist in the world and we ignore those inner tugs and pulls and promptings, which is not your intuition, people. It's the spirit in you trying to talk to you. Or it's the evil throwing those emotions at you, trying to throw you off your peace and patience game. Okay, we're going to wrap up with a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son. Oh, and of the Holy Spirit. Please come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we are so grateful that you loved us to life and you love us today, right where we're at, our sins and all. We know that you are the only answer, always and everywhere, and in today's reading, through you, with you, in you. With you, we can do anything. So we ask at this time for you to help us today with this petition. If it is your will, Lord, please grant our petition today. And we also ask for you to help us be peaceful and patient with ourselves and with others in our lives. We know we need to ask you every day to come into our heart. It's a new covenant, a new daily covenant with you. And we gladly renew it today. Lord, please come into our heart. Change our heart from this stone to a heart of flesh that is loving and patient and kind. Help us to pay attention to your promptings in our life so that we know when to speak, what to speak, so that we identify those times when emotions are taking us off the rails and we can stop and identify, wait, this is not God. And in the power of your Son, Jesus, we can cast out that spirit and then invite your Spirit, God, of peace and love, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, piety. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the tools and the keys to the kingdom here in your word, telling us our calling, the lofty one that we have, but knowing that you are here to help us as sinners, the patients. You are the ultimate doctor. So please do what you will with us today as we try to do our best to know you, love you, and serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I love you all, everyone. Find something more with God today. Walk hand in hand with Him and Mary. By the way, speaking of Mary, I am offering a Walk with Mary Advent talk. It can be a 3-day parish mission, meaning a night, 3-night parish mission. It could be a 1 evening, 1 hour, 1.5 hour talk. It can be a morning retreat. I'm offering it. I've got the flyers already made. All I need to do is input the parish of whoever is looking for an Advent speaker. And all I need is a microphone. I don't need any technology. It's just me. And actually, I don't even need a mic. I had to at one time talk without a mic because the mic system was broken. My voice carries. It wasn't a problem. But it would be great if you could help. I'm going to put my email, Kendra@KendraVonAsch.com. Not too hard. You can even memorize it. But it'd be great if you guys would help me share the word on that talk. But also, I have another document that has a bunch of links in it, so you could just send it to your pastor or whoever coordinates your speakers at your events, at your schools, universities, with love to come talk about how we can look through Mary's eyes this Advent. What must she be thinking as she got closer and closer to giving birth to the Son of God? I cannot even imagine. And I share a little bit about my rocky road with her. I didn't really love her in the beginning. I struggled. Even though she healed an addiction for me, my first consecration to Jesus through her, you all know it was a long road. But then through the miracle, I should say, not magic, of St. Louis de Montfort, everything changed. Everyone can go deeper in their relationship with Mary as well and love her, want to emulate her. She was a human being. Oh, it's so amazing. And God gave her all the grace, which he can do with us too. Okay. Oh my goodness, I can never end this thing, but please, would love your help. I mean, I'm humbly asking. Again, I'm not one that goes out and sells. I just trust that the Holy Spirit will put something on people's hearts. And when I do, it's amazing. I've had quite a few events come my way that I know were referrals. So thank you. Even so, John Morales, who's the guy on Relevant Radio Morning Air, he actually referred me to speak in Palatine, so I'll be coming to St. Teresa. And crazy enough, that is the parish that I had my first communion, my confirmation, and my first marriage at. So it'll be interesting to go back. It looks nothing like what it used to, so it's not at all anything that I can reflect like, oh man, like I have no nostalgia kind of going on because it's not even close to being what it used to be. Anyway, so that's fun. That's awesome. And I just want to thank you all again for your support, your prayers, your donations, for supporting me by buying my book and also my video program. I just thank you so much because it does help me continue to keep those monthly payments. I mean, to get a website and all these things. And plus, I mean, I just don't want to stop doing this. So anything that can help me continue to do this, where my husband doesn't say to me, look, you're not making your, you know, because the first couple of years was negative. And, you know, he was like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, I know, but we were getting started. And anyway, I digress. Oh, I just want to say thanks. It's such a blessing. And I'm called, I guess, to be that evangelist. That's how I feel. And that's a big calling. And the more that I go to God and the whole year that I work with God on me, then I know he's speaking through me and it's not me who's speaking. You know what I mean? It's this just do with me what you will kind of Mary attitude. Okay, gosh. All right. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Sorry for the rambling. Bye.